Moyle Show.
With Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Wednesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square, across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, everybody.
I've got to stop putting on a voice at the start of the show.
Good morning, everybody.
I think it's okay. It's a nice voice. I think it's okay.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
Yeah.
That's better, isn't it?
That's it, straight in.
That's it.
Straight in, isn't it?
Straight in, isn't it?
Straight in.
You look very fresh this morning.
Do I?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't feel it. I feel a bit crispy around the edges today.
Do you? Were you drinking yesterday in the garden?
No. It was quite cold yesterday, actually.
It wasn't
really nice where we were. I picked my daughter up from the airport after she's been around the world for 3 months.
Wow.
3 months. Lucky
good
sausage.
And hopefully you've got her working down the mind first
absolutely
thing this morning.
Absolutely. Cracking the whip. Cleaning the house. Doing whatever.
Do your kids pay you rent?
Good idea. No, they don't. They should.
Are any of them working?
Well, Zan isn't at the moment, but she will be getting a job again.
Damn skippy.
Yeah.
Get the rent out.
I paid rent.
Yeah, I did.
I lived with mum and dad when I had my first radio job.
I did. I couldn't believe it. I thought the nerve.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand that. I couldn't understand it. But I live here.
Yeah, this is my house too.
And she's like, yeah, but now you're earning, you can contribute. And I'm like, why would I contribute? I live here.
I'm part of this family.
I couldn't see it.
Really?
Yeah. And then she started to... This is when I first started getting paid for working. Because I didn't do a paper round or anything like that.
No.
Who wants to do a paper round at the school when there's, like, CITV on and the broom cupboard?
I did a paper round. I didn't last very long. God, it's horrible.
It's a lot of work.
I think I got paid £2.55 for, like, 6 hours or something.
Yeah.
6 hours?
Well, it's, like, two twice a week or something.
Yeah.
It wasn't very good.
Screw that.
Yeah.
So when I started working... Oh, by the way, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Chris Moyle Show on Radio X. The first note I have on my piece of paper that I've written down is, are we live? Normally I say we're live on Global Player, but today it's are we live? Can you watch us on Global Player? This is basically how we find out what's working, what's not. Can you open up the Global Player app and then click on our live video and then just text us and tell if it's working? So if it is working, you go... James iPhone working or James Android working, so we know what phone you got, or James iPhone not working, whatever. James?
Mine's working. James iPhone working.
And yours is working?
Dom iPhone
it's gone
working.
Off.
It's gone off again. So you did this yesterday.
Now, is that your phone going off or is it the screen going off?
No, it's the screen.
All right. Anyway, 83936 is the number. 83936 or WhatsApp 0330-333-100. 0330-333-100.
Correct.
Such an awkward number.
Yeah.
So, Mum sits me down and goes, okay, so now that you're working, you will need to contribute to the running of the house.
She's not even Irish.
No. And I'm like, I need to what? Well, you need to contribute to the running of the house, no one. You also need to start putting away your money now for the tax. For the what? What are you talking about?
Tax?
I got a job doing radio top shop in Leeds.
Yeah.
Spinning the discs.
Big time.
Knickers are down 10% this week at top shop.
Mm-mm.
Ladies. You know, like that Alan Fluff Freeman.
What's that carpets one he did? Oh, that's lovely.
And then Brentford Nylons.
And was it Vic and Bob? No, was it Harry Enfield?
Harry Enfield,
it?
Yeah.
Drayford Nylons. That was brilliant. All right.
I got to see if I can find it.
Oh, it's lovely.
So good. These are old adverts for Brentford Nylons.
Oh, Brentford, is it?
James.
Brentford Nylons.
Yeah.
Have you not heard this, James?
No.
Oh,
And there were TV adverts back in the day.
Do they sound like 100 years old?
This hosted is by Alan Freedman.
Should be, isn't
yeah.
it?
So this is the advert here. Let's take a break.
This is Brentford Nylon's The Money Savers, where you can save pounds on nylon sheets, bedspreads, housecoats, nighties, and of course, top quality polyester cotton sheets in prints and plains. Only from Brentford Nylon's The Money Savers.
There you go. There's
ads
your advert.
Have come on a long way, haven't
That's
they?
Good, isn't it?
Ladies.
Buy good.
That is good, that. It tells you everything you need to know in an entertaining way, yeah. I would argue.
Brentford Nylons. I wonder if they're still going.
Let's Google it.
Ladies, when Brentford's lowered their sale price of blankets, they sold thousands. When they reduced their sale price of polyester cotton sheets to $169, you bought in millions. Ooh. You keep buying and they'll keep the prices down. All right?
A little bit of music at the end.
Quality with a conscience.
Yeah.
And then because of that, we got this.
Deptford Draylons. All right, this sensational city, only £90, 11 and 6. Got a family, get one. Deptford Draylons, all right? Tarquin cold in winter, this funky pooch coat, only 7 and 6. You know where, Deptford Draylons, all right?
Every time he strokes the nylons, he gets that static sound effect.
You know where.
So these kick his slacks, just £2, 3 and 5. Now that's what I call cool. You know where. Deptford Draylons. All right.
Beautiful. So by nine, they lasted till 1995.
Did they?
Yeah.
God love them.
That's a good run, isn't it?
Wow.
So you all need to be contributing all to the running of the horse. What do I mean? What do you mean? I live here. Why should I be giving you money?
Yeah.
Well, you know, everything costs money. The food and the heating and the electricity and the bills and the gas and the water. And I'm like, that's your business. You're an adult.
Mm. Yeah, you sort that out.
I'm like, literally, I'm just about to finish school.
Yeah.
I'm at school. You want me to start paying? What do you want me next? Down a mine with a canary? Yeah, you mind, woman.
£1,000 a week that she was asking. So that's a lot, isn't it?
Oh, it's nothing. It was absolutely nothing.
I think I paid to like £25 a month or something like that.
It was it was more than that.
Whatever it was.
I think I paid more than that.
Did you?
And then she's telling me about tax.
Mm.
And I didn't understand. So she goes, okay, so you need to put this much money aside because then that goes to tax. What goes to tax? What's that? Well, you need to give some money to the government. I do? What, me? I'm 16 years old. Why am I funding the government?
Why do they want my money?
I'm on £2.95 an hour. How much do they want? Oh, they want, like, you know, 12%, 15%. So what of my money for Radio Top Shop to run the government? I don't think this is right, Mum.
Yeah, let's double check the figures.
Yeah, I didn't learn that at school.
No.
And obviously, even a few years ago, I still hadn't got my head around the whole tax situation.
Talk about that, do we? Did you pay rent, James?
No, well, I went to uni and I didn't get a proper job really until after uni.
You've had a proper job?
Well, before this one.
Were you living at home when you worked at Sellafields?
No.
Oh, weren't you?
Dreadford Nylons.
Okay.
I wasn't. That was while I was going back at summer.
Oh, right.
My summer's at uni.
What, nuclear power? Sellafield, nuclear power.
All right.
Impress the lads down the local pub with your spiky green hair, then come work at Sellafield.
Yeah, spiky green hair.
You know where. I love the way he says that.
I enjoyed Sellafield. It was fun.
Did you?
Yeah. Great.
Was it always was it always quite warm there?
No.
Right, okay, just go in my head.
It's not like...
A bit like Ready Breck advert.
Yeah. Do people have a glow about them?
There's no...
Oh, yeah, Johnny been on holiday? No. No. Oh.
But did a 12-hour shift yesterday?
There's no hum. There's no noises.
Is there not?
It's, it's a big...
If you work for a nuclear power company, do you hate the people who work at the electricity board? Like, do you hate the electricity workers?
No, because you sell it to them.
No, here come the gas lot.
Yeah.
All right, lads. God, they're so old-fashioned.
Oh, he works with coal. Look at him. What an idiot.
I still do, yeah.
I'm all about nuclear.
I enjoyed it. Big old site.
Great. It's massive, isn't it? Size of a city.
Yeah. Like 10,000 people worked there, I think, when I was there. Mm. Had a great canteen.
10,000 people worked there?
Yeah.
Doing what?
Nuclear stuff.
10,000 people worked at Sellafield? What? At one point? There.
God knows what it is now, but yeah, it was big.
Is nuclear power still a thing?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, big. Big in the power game.
Like, I don't understand what it is. I know a nuclear bomb is bad.
Mm.
Yes, but you could put the bomb after most words and it's bad.
So is the word... So to me, the word nuclear, it's not a great word.
No.
No, it's a good word.
It is.
Yeah.
So really, I'm fixating on the nuclear rather than the bomb element.
Yes.
Let me work this out. Nuclear bomb, scary. Nuclear spaghetti.
Yeah.
Okay, scary.
Yeah,
don't eat it.
Spaghetti bomb.
Mm.
Yeah, you're right. You might have something.
11,000 work at Sellafield.
Do they? He's gone up.
At the moment.
Wow.
God, I hope they've got more staff on in that canteen.
Yeah. Was the food any good?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. Was it always hot? Caesar salad, hot. Burger and chips, hot.
Magma.
Orange juice, hot.
They didn't serve magma salads.
Oh, Dom, I see you're having a glass of orange juice. This is lemonade.
Yeah.
It's just from the heat.
Yeah.
And
it's quite warm.
Was there a control room like Simpson worked at in The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Could you go in there?
Yeah, I could go in the control room.
And what do you have to wear?
No, nothing in the control room, because that's clean.
So did you have to go in your suit?
I did go in a suit once, yeah.
Did you?
I think there's four zones in my building.
Really?
You had to take your shoes off to go.
What, like the Crystal Maze?
Yeah.
Okay.
It got more and more, like...
Dangerous
each
one. Wow.
Did it? What suit did you wear?
So you had to, well, your first level, you had to take your shoes off and spin over and put your other shoes on, your, like, dirty side shoes. And then you'd go to that one. And then if you went beyond that, you had to put...
Well, you had to change your shoes in zone one of Sellafield?
Yeah.
What?
Not in the office.
The floor was nuclear reactive?
No, but it was just about...
Your face is all right. You can breathe it in as much as you like, but Christ,
watch your feet.
Don't let those hush puppies hit the floor.
And then, like, zone four, you had a pipe out the back.
Back of
your
what?
Suit.
Oh, right.
Phew. What?
That's like the danger places. If you
like a tail.
It's still safe, but
what's
like,
the pipe?
Then? It's still safe. You're wearing a suit with a tail, man.
It's precaution. It's like you when you put on a suit, Homer Simpson style.
Yeah,
suit.
Yeah, like hazmat, but kind of not hazmat.
Oxygen will be out the back of the.
You're going into zone four from zone one. You start taking your shoes off. They're like this. Oh, that ain't gonna help you, absolutely, son.
And then when you come out, you have to do a Geiger counter scan. So if you
do
come
you?
Back on, you have to get scanned.
And the penny didn't drop at that point when they literally got this Geiger counter and they
never went off though.
Like that.
Never went off.
Because you know, at the end of a shift at Tesco's, the kids on the till are not getting the Geiger counter treatment, you know?
Yeah, but you got danger money. That's why.
Did you?
Yeah.
You got paid to go in.
Yeah.
Paid extra to go in.
If you went in the danger, you got paid more.
Can I just pause this transcript in the court right now and just say literally a page and a half of A4 ago, he goes, it wasn't dangerous.
No,
and then
not
a
dangerous.
Page and a half later, he goes, got danger money?
Actually, danger money is a bad term. I think that's
I think it's probably more accurate.
It's not. Actually, I think you get more, the radiation is stronger down in South England from the rocks than what you get in Sellafield.
But is that radon, isn't it?
God knows. Don't know.
Radon in rocks, apparently.
Need to fact check that.
Gosh, James.
I've always wanted to go to Pripyat, which is the place, the town that housed the families of the Chernobyl workers.
Yes.
And after the Chernobyl fallout, and I like to, I'll say that again, Chernobyl fallout.
You got to
because I basically just said something really childish there twice and got away with it.
Yeah, no, you've got
fallout.
To do that, Gag.
Yeah, the Chernobyl fallout.
Mm.
That's why you should never wear Russian underpants, by the way.
Yeah, true.
It is true.
When that happened, they came in and said, right, the radiation levels are so high, everyone's got to get out. Like, today, we got to go now, get your stuff, let's go. Kids out of school, go home, pack your bag, let's go. Give it a few days, let the radiation levels die down and you can go back. And they never went back to this day.
Yeah.
And Pripyat is a ghost town.
Mm.
There's still, all these decades later, books on desks in the school. The Ferris wheel is still there and the little fun fair. It is a proper ghost town.
And I
think it must have been similar when people were working at Sellafield
and left
to go back to their rented accommodation in Whitehaven.
No, that's right. Exactly.
Very different.
Yeah, exactly right.
Because it's not abandoned.
They could make a documentary.
People get into Whitehaven to work at Sellafield and they get on the train station. Hello?
Oh, I'd pay to watch that.
Is there anyone here? There's Granny Wong and Mrs. Yeah. Pizza.
Joe Bananas.
Smoking fags outside the train station. Look like we got ourselves some fresh fish.
Disney would make that. I'd watch it.
There you go. That's what someone... Thanks, Andy. Yes, the granite down south makes it more radioactive than the legal limits at Sellafield.
Really?
Isn't that safe?
Gosh.
It's good.
Wait, what? We're surrounded by radioactive granite?
Yeah.
Why aren't we wearing suits with tails then?
Because it's safe, that's why.
Right.
Can you look through the text and see if people can see us or not? So you, is yours not works? What?
It's a mix.
Why are we having problems with that suddenly?
What's a mix?
Of working, not working.
Oh, really? Oh, it's... Phoenix, why have you not fixed this yet? First of all, good morning, Phoenix.
Good morning.
Catchphrase, please.
There's a lot of pressure.
There you go, thank you.
It's good.
Why haven't you fixed this?
Because I'm not...
Catchphrase, please.
There's a lot of pressure.
There you go, I understand. See, I'm helping you out there. Now, in your opinion, who's responsible for this issue of why it's not working? Who's responsible for fixing it so I can send James around later to shout at them and knock over their coffee and stuff?
We need names, Phoenix.
Flip tables.
Well, I think it will either be engineering or it will be the global player team.
I'm going to blame the global player team.
Yeah, good choice.
Mm.
It's weird. It starts working, then it stops, doesn't it? It does for me, and a few people have said that as well.
Do you know how I need to get this fixed? I need to text the president of Global, the president boss godman, Ashley, and go, hey, we're just talking about you. You should tune in on Global Player and watch the live video stream now.
Good.
He'll click on it. It won't work. It's now 6:46. That'll be fixed by 6:49.
True.
That's how you get things done.
That's the way to do it.
The toilets have been blocked for 2 days. You just need to lock every other toilet door so Ashley can only use this toilet. And he goes, guys, it's blocked. I need to get this fixed. Fixed straight away.
Absolutely. So have you got meetings today, Phoenix, about it and stuff?
Nope.
Okay.
Have you reported it?
I have. I've put a ticket in.
You put a ticket in?
Put a ticket in.
You know, that's what they do. You and I don't have this.
I know. You have to put anything you report, apparently, you have to have a ticket.
Is it like...
It's like a raffle ticket.
Is it like cashier number four, please?
No. It's not like the meat counter.
It's not a natural ticket.
Right.
Oh, serving customer 53.
It's like a help desk.
Right. And do they help?
Yeah.
No, okay. Mm.
Depends.
Well, get it fixed, Global Player people. Who works in the Global Player department? Anyone I know?
No,
clearly not, but anyone I've met that I don't remember.
You won't remember, no.
Go on.
No.
Try me. Give us some names.
David.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
David Player.
We call him Dave.
Dave
James.
The Player. James. David
Jimmy.
James.
David, not David James.
What a keeper.
Yeah.
James runs it.
He runs, David James runs Global Player now.
No, David James doesn't run it.
That's a career shift, isn't it?
Anyway, what a show this is.
Well, we'll get it sorted anyway. Hopefully by today.
Yeah, we'll get it. If you can see us, just be grateful. Look at this. Look at this handsome face.
We'll get it sorted.
Right, I'm going to put my glasses on now because I've got to... Oh, by the way, Nicola Hume is driving for 3 hours today.
Nicola Hume is driving for 3 hours today?
Yeah,
Where's from to where and where?
I don't know. Probably from our home to somewhere that's 3 hours away.
Yeah, that would do
you
it.
You work it out.
That would do it.
And so she said that I have to be entertaining today because she's in the car now for a couple of hours.
Right, okay, fine.
The irony is she's saying, hey, make sure you're entertaining, but she used to work on Heart.
Right.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Please.
Come on now.
That's the equivalent of Captain Crapbeard saying to George Clooney, now listen, you're on TV tonight, make an effort. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Morning, Captain.
What's that about?
It's about the truth, my friend.
Well, we don't need to say it, though.
And you can't handle the truth.
Yeah.
Morning, okay. By the way.
That's good.
Yeah, good morning.
Captain Crab here, by the way, liked an Instagram post of mine at 6:30 this morning, just as the opening jingle was playing to start the show.
Oh, nice.
And I just have images of him just sat in his studio with his feet on the desk, just scrolling through Instagram.
Like?
Going, oh, God, I suppose I better start work. Is that about right?
Well, you're the one posting at 6:30.
I didn't post.
Yes, you did.
I did not. I collaborated.
You accepted.
You accepted the collaborate at 6:30.
Do you know what happened, Captain? I made a video about the £25,000 box, and I'll give you the question again in a second, right? So I made a video of this, posted it on Monday, and every time Radio X put an Instagram out that has anything to do with me, they invite me to collaborate with them on the reel.
Right.
And sometimes I do and sometimes I don't, because I don't want my Instagram to just be a carbon copy of theirs.
Sure.
But occasionally I'll go, yeah, that's good. I'll leave that one. That's good. I'll leave that one. So I invited, for the first time ever, I made this video about the £25,000 box game is back. And for the first time ever, I thought, oh, it gave me the option to invite Radio X to collaborate with me on the reel, which basically means the reel goes out on my Instagram account and on the Radio X Instagram account. Double bubble.
Yeah.
So I'm like, right, fine, I'll invite Radio X. Radio X hasn't accepted my invitation.
Oh, really?
To share the video.
I'm going
to
do it now.
About the Chris Moyle show, right?
I love
right.
it.
So then they put a video up yesterday on Instagram of the Chris Moyle show. Don't invite me to collaborate with them. In other words, I can't share it. And even when they write my name in the text, they don't even put my Instagram name. They don't at Chris Moyle's official. They just put Chris Moyle's.
Ah.
So I'm like, they don't even want me being part of videos that are from my show.
No, they need to tag you into that, don't they?
So James went in and edited it.
Lana's off on holiday this week.
Well, get back off holiday,
no,
Lana.
She's good. Enjoy your holiday. Have fun. Have lots of wine.
I'm not being funny. They're posting stuff on Instagram. You can do that on a sun lounger.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
No, you're on holiday.
More fun than the sun lounger.
How long is that? She starts at 9, she's done by 10 past.
No, I know how long socials takes.
Because she ain't editing these videos. She's only just uploading them, tag, send.
You know how long it takes?
Yeah, to edit.
To do all of it?
Nah, that bit's the easy bit. Isn't it, Phoenix?
No.
Phoenix, when it comes to editing videos, how easy is it? Catchphrase.
That's a lot of pressure. Actually.
There you go. See?
A lot of pressure. Right.
So, good morning, Nicola Hume.
Morning.
Good luck with your journey.
Three.
Are we live? I've done that. I made notes today. Dentist, Glastonbury flags, Clinton Baptiste, Clinton. All that to talk about.
Yeah.
But first,
the £25,000 box. Radio X.
Welcome to the box. Unlock the box and win £25,000. Can you do it? Come on then. Come and have a go if you think you're hard enough.
Have a go.
We'll kick you in the nuts.
She's changed voice.
You shut your mouth, you. Push you over into a hedge.
Oh, she's got proper attitude now.
And laugh at your face. And then go home and eat your dinner.
Hello,
Bob. I'll have your tea.
So, £25,000. All you got to do is name the correct Radio X artist that will unlock the box. That's it. There are no clues. It's day three. It's still absolutely possible. It's not impossible that you could go, oh, I don't know, is it? Insert name of an artist that we would play on Radio X. And you could be absolutely spot on. You could be bang on the money. On day three, that could unlock. You'd win £25,000. Now, the odds are stacked against you. So what we'll do is, if you get on the air to play today, we'll give you £1,000 just for having a go. So £1,000 up for grabs, with a maximum of £25,000 to be won. Would you like the qualifying question? 25 years ago, The Weakest Link premiered. But who was the original presenter of The Weakest Link? If you would like to play the game today, you text the word box, followed by your answer, and you send it to 83936. If you want to play the game today, you text the word box, followed by your answer, and you send it to 83936. If you want to play today, you text the word box, followed by your answer, and send it to 83936. It's all right, I've not had a breakdown. I know I've said it three times in a row, but you would not believe what people texted. So, 25 years ago was the first Weakest Link, but who was the original presenter? Text the word box, followed by the answer. Send it to 83936. Now, listen, this text will cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. But if you get picked to play today, you get £1,000 for playing. Even if you're wrong, you must be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 8 o'clock today. You need to be 18 or over at Live in Great Britain. Full terms, conditions and online entry details are at radiox.co.uk. Text now. You could be playing after 8 o'clock this morning.
The 25,000 pound box. Radio X.
I've got to tell you about my trip to the dentist yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I was very brave.
Were you?
Such a brave boy.
Did you ask for a sticker at the end?
I always ask for a lolly.
A lolly, sorry.
They don't do lollies anymore. And when you think about it, what a mad thing it was that they gave us lollies at the dentist when we were kids. That's like going to the chiropractor. And as they go, as you go, oh, thanks very much. You really made me feel better. Just as you're going on the way out, they just push you push you over into the street.
Trip you up
and you go, ah, oh, my back. And they go, you're back. Hey, come on in.
Mm.
I didn't get a sticker, but... But yeah, I was a very brave boy.
You got a new filling?
No, crowns.
Oh, what's the difference?
Don't.
Yeah. Crowns are kind of, I don't really know what they do.
Captain?
They take the temporary ones off and put new ones in.
Yeah, what Dom said.
Phoenix?
It's just a lot of pressure, guys.
Okay, there you go.
Just me that doesn't know.
Anyway, two new crowns.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Two new crowns.
Yeah, I feel like I have new teeth.
Right.
And I didn't even have to go to Turkey.
Very nice.
So, yeah, if you're watching on Global Player, ding, look how gorgeous I am. Right, let's switch the cameras off. Dom's got your news next. Thank you.
Chris Miles, Radio X.
Two jingles in a row.
Radio X. The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
William Hill Vegas take gaming to a new level. And all this week, Johnny Vaughan and the Thang Gang are doing the same.
And we're going big.
They're giving away a holiday for two every day.
Told you we were going big.
Listen to Johnny Bourne's 4 till 7 thing all this week.
Win with Radio X.
Thanks to William Hill Vegas, as it should be. Please play responsibly. 18 plus.
Okay, everyone, so look at the numbers from Q1 and you'll see that there's a sharp...
Alex? Oh, I think you're frozen.
And that's why it's crucial that we make...
Eh, that sounded important.
Because if we don't act now...
We've lost him.
Bring an end to work call interruptions with EE Wi-Fi Enhancer. More work from homers are choosing EE Broadband, the UK's fastest growing broadband provider.
And he's back.
So I hope that was all clear.
To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
Combine your pensions with PensionBee and take control of your retirement. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
There's a reason why the trade go to Selco. Right now, it's because we've got a real deal on a 25-kilogram bag of Universal Bonding Compound, now only £7.80 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See online for more real deals or visit your local Selco Builders Warehouse today.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
That charged at 20%.
Last month, NutriCircle customers bought 18 grenade bars for £10.99. That's 62 pence each. But you missed out. Grab this month's deals at NutriCircle.co.uk.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
When your deodorant has been reduced to a tiny whisper and tries to tell you,
I'm running on empty. I don't have much left to give.
No need to worry. Your new deodorant is already on its way. Arriving today with Prime. Everyday essentials delivered fast. It's on Prime. Cut-off times and T's and C's apply. See product page when ordering.
Radio X. News update. Next.
How likely is she to, you know, have another heart attack?
Can I still go to the gym after heart surgery?
Is my mum still my mum if she has a new heart?
When it comes to heart health, no question is too big or small. That's why British Heart Foundation have dedicated cardiac nurses you can speak to by phone, email, or online chat.
Hi, this is Chloe from British Heart Foundation. How can I help?
Search BHF Cardiac Nurses.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Morning, thanks for listening to the show. It's Wednesday, the 4th of June, 2025. It's the Chris Moyles Show on Radio X. Clinton Baptiste is going to be live with us in the studio. It's always a treat when Clinton comes to see us. It's
glorious.
Always fun. Divides some of the audience.
Weirdly, yes.
Yeah, I think they're getting used to him slowly. Mm. I mean, he's only been around for, what, 20-odd years or something like that? Anyway, the great Clinton Baptiste on the show later. £25,000 box game to play. But right now, Dominic Byrne, your news sport. Weather is exactly 7 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, police chiefs in the UK are warning they'll face choices on which crimes to investigate if their funding is cut. They're wanting more money announced in the government's spending review next week. Met Police Commissioner Sir Mark Rowley has told us they're already pushed for cash.
We buy into the government's ambition about stronger neighbourhood policing that tackles antisocial behaviour, and their ambition about halving violence against women and girls, and their ambition about halving knife crime. But we also need more money.
The Home Office says it's giving the police an additional £1.2 billion in funding this year. In other news, there are calls to tackle misogyny in the music industry by banning non-disclosure agreements. MPs on the Women and Equalities Committee say NDAs shouldn't be allowed in cases of sexual misconduct, bullying or discrimination. They also want the creation of an independent regulatory body to oversee the industry. The government says they're looking at reforms to NDAs. Petrol prices are continuing to fall. They went down to an average of £1.32 a litre in May. That's a drop of 2 pence. It's the lowest they've been for 4 years. And in more signs of a rift, Elon Musk has called Donald Trump's new tax bill a disgusting abomination. The SpaceX and Tesla owner only left his White House role last week.
Oh, good Lord. What was the top story you said again?
This is police, the police across the UK.
Can you read to me what exactly you said?
They'll face choices on which crimes to investigate.
So talk to me about these witch crimes. What is this, like broomstick speeding, keeping your cauldron clean, that kind of thing?
It's that kind of
sport.
Exactly that. England midfielder Fran Kirby has announced her retirement.
I made that joke now, and when you read that at 8 o'clock...
I'll think that, and everyone else listening will. Fran Kirby's announced her retirement from international football. The Brighton player, who has 77 caps for the Lionesses, had been informed she won't be part of the squad for the Euros this summer. She was part of the England squad that won the tournament, though, back in 2022.
You've got to give me a point for not keeping your cauldron clean.
That's good.
That could be a witch crime. That's good.
It's good. It's good.
I didn't have long to write that.
I like it.
I hope you appreciate that, Nicola Hume.
Norwich City have appointed Liam Manning as their new head coach. He's left his role as Bristol City boss to move to Carrow Road. That's despite him leading them to the Championship playoffs last season. And defending men's champion Carlos Alcaraz eased through to the semi-finals of the French Open tennis. The Spaniard beat Tommy Paul in a dominant straight sets victory. He'll play Italy's Lorenzo Musetti next. That's after his four-set win against the American Francis Tiafoe.
He won some forceps?
Yeah, he did. You can do that.
That's the prize?
Yes. Absolutely. Wow. Come in handy.
What a funny little tournament.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Sunny spells and showers for much of the UK. The rain will be particularly heavy in northern parts of the UK. Temperatures up to around 19 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Was there no winner on the Euro Millions last night?
I don't think so.
I didn't.
Yes.
Oh, there was?
Was there?
Me?
No, it wasn't you because you're here.
James, you've won a prize.
Nobody won.
Nobody won?
Nobody won.
So it was 199 million, and nobody won the Euro Millions last night.
Oh, hello.
So...
That's incorrect. That's fake news.
What?
I did win.
Oh, you did win?
Yeah.
What did you win?
How much you got?
£3.80.
And you came into work?
Did you?
£3. Tell him to shove it. Tell Matt Devison to shove his job.
Yeah, do one, Matt.
Three words, Devo. Euro Millions winner. Stick your job up your jacksie. So give him all the three words.
Jacksie.
Tell him. You tell him.
No.
So.
I am Matt Devison. Wow, you won on the lottery the Euro Millions. Fair play, send.
208 million will be the jackpot on Friday.
So, you know, you and I had a deal.
Estimated.
Yeah, you and I had a deal.
Yeah.
That if I won, I was going to give you
2 million.
2 million quid. And if you won, you're going to give me 2.
Likewise.
Rob DJ, I think I did 5 with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then this all came from my friend Stuart the other week when it was like 120. I think something like 124 million or whatever it was. I said, God, if you won that, you could give me 4 million and you still have 120 million pounds left. He goes, deal, let's do that. If one of us wins, the other one gets the, you know, whatever, we round it down, whatever. Anyway, yesterday it was 199, so I sent him a message going, listen, are we upping this to 9 million? So it's 199 million.
Yeah.
So if one of us wins, we give the other one 9 million pounds.
9 million quid.
And he replied with, 15.
15?
Yeah.
Wow.
15.
Gosh.
I'm like, 15? That would only leave me with 184 million, you animal.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
It's crazy.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Oh, my God. I mean, imagine, right? £199 million, right?
Yeah. Oh.
But nobody won it. Now, we were all dreaming and fantasizing about £199 million yesterday. So you reckon it'll roll over to potentially what?
208 is the estimate at the moment.
Right. That's an extra £9 million.
Yeah.
Right? That's more than you can win on the National Lottery.
Yeah.
So
that's mad, isn't it?
Your extra money is 9 million. 9 million. That's your extra. So it's like, imagine you're at the, I don't know, lottery winners private members club.
Yeah, that's where they all hang out.
And you're like, how much did you win? Oh, 199 million. Oh, nice. Almost made that 200. Yeah. Well, I'm all right with it, though. What did you win? 208.
Oh,
right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And I went out and bought a £9 million house that looks just like yours. And it left me with the amount of money that you won.
Yeah.
So technically, my house was free.
The existing record jackpot is £195 million, which was won by an anonymous UK ticket holder on July the 19th, 2022. Euro Millions.
I thought there'd been a 200 million winner before.
Apparently not.
Really?
Apparently.
Is that from the UK, though?
It could be from the UK. There was Joe and Jess Thwaite from Gloucester.
Yeah.
Won 184 million.
I'd love to...
a lucky dip ticket back in 2022.
I'd love to meet them. Back in when?
2022.
I'd love to meet them and
they
go...
They sound great.
How...
Don't they, though? I mean, even the names.
Such a handsome man.
And
a beautiful woman.
She's a beauty. Morning, guys.
I'd love to... Wouldn't you just love to sit and chat with them and go... Mm. Like, are you all right?
Yeah.
Because the dream of winning, but that, I know you're not meant to say things like life-changing amount of money when it comes to competitions. You have to be very careful.
That's right.
But you could change your life dramatically with that much money.
Yeah.
And also, it could send you a little bit doolally.
Yeah.
I don't mean like, even like just going nuts, but I'm just talking about surely... You stop asking how much things cost.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Or do you not? Do you suddenly...
Well, you won't want to be ripped off just because you've
got
loads of
Wonka. And there will be people wanting to take advantage of you.
You know, the supermarket is like bread, milk, newspaper. The guy recognises you and he goes, 53.60, please. Come on now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I want to know what the initial reaction is when you find out that you've won £183 million. What physically do you do?
I don't think you could understand. I don't think you could process it.
But do you run around the house? Are you sick?
But it doesn't. But what does it mean? Because you're running around the house that you woke up in that day before you knew you'd won wearing the same clothes that you put on, yep. it's not like you go, oh my God, and then immediately you look outside and there's a fleet of Bentleys in your really long driveway.
Yeah, true.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and you wouldn't have it.
No.
I always say this.
It, for a while. It takes a while, doesn't it, I think?
And you probably would go to work.
Yeah.
The next day.
Yeah.
Probably. Unless you, like, you absolutely hate your job. I know I've asked you six times, but please, just one more time. It's definitely guaranteed that I've won. Oh, you're sure? Yeah, because I am going to text my boss. I just want to make the money being accounted, what, a week? Okay, thanks. Oh, my God, are you going to ring your brother? Are you going to ring it? I'm ringing Jeff in the office.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd be the phone calls I want to hear. Actually.
Yeah, exactly.
You only hear the winning moment.
Hiya, Jeff. Listen, I'm not coming in tomorrow.
Oh, why? What's the problem?
Well, apart from anything, it's not your halitosis, which, by the way, is really bad and you should get that looked into. It's not the fact that we can tell that you dye your hair even though you absolutely pretend that you don't. It's not the fact that you're a real pain in the backside and anything like that. It's not a...
Hey, what are you saying?
I'm saying I won the lottery and, Jeff, you can stick it.
Yeah, Jeff.
Hello? Yeah, I'm so sorry. It's the lottery people here. Yeah, no, you're right. We did make a mistake. Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
April Fool. Okay, so when is that then? Friday? Friday, we win that.
Friday.
So I'm winning £208 million on Friday.
On Friday, unless I do, yes.
Okay, all right, that's fine. Then. You win, I win.
Coming up, more chat about the great British summer now that it's June. Oh, yeah. And man, how about that weather out there?
How about that weather today?
And with Glastonbury just around the corner, we're thinking about what we can put on our Radio X Glastonbury flags this year.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, you've got a chance to win some major cash money as it's day three of the £25,000 box. Oh, and Clinton Baptiste will be on the show today. Oh. Namaste.
Namaste.
The
Chris Miles Show. All right, let's play some music. Radio X. It is 7-Eleven, just like the convenience stores in America. It's Wednesday morning. It's Radio X with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What I got.
I'm gonna run.
it away now. Give it away now. Do you want me to do the question again for £25,000 box thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. La da 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 da. Red Hot Chili Peppers and Give It Away. The £25,000 box game is happening again after 8 o'clock this morning. What are you showing me on your piece of paper?
Can say who's guessed so far.
Oh, I can say that.
Yeah.
So, day 3 of the game. All you got to do is name the Radio X artist that unlocks the box. That artist has been locked in before we started on Monday playing the game. So it's for real, it's all genuine, it's all verified, blah, blah, blah. Name the correct Radio X artist, you unlock the box, you win. And just for playing the game and having a go, we'll give you £1,000.
Whoa, winner.
That's right, John. Yeah. And James, you get £1,000 as well.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh. Yeah, right. But who do you think it is, John?
Skunk Anansie.
Skunk Anansie. No, James?
Chris, I think it is Nothing But Thieves.
I'm afraid, James, you're wrong. Sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
Right, you need to answer the qualifying question. And you need to text the word box, followed by the answer. 25 years ago, The Weakest Link premiered, but who was the original presenter of The Weakest Link? Who was the original presenter of The Weakest Link 25 years ago? Text the word box, followed by the answer, and send it to 83936. If you don't start your text with the word box, you will not qualify. So go back and have a look and see if you've texted the word box. And if you texted now, start your text with the word box. That's like your qualifying, that's your keyword, right? Text box, followed by the answer. Who is the original presenter of The Weakest Link? That text will cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. But don't forget, you can win £1,000 just for getting on the game. £1,000.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. We're going to close the lines at 8 o'clock this morning. You must be available to answer your phone. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. Full terms, conditions and online entry details at radiox.co.uk. Text the word box, followed by your answer, 83936. Do it now, you muppets.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
The answer. Lines close at 8 o'clock this morning, so best of luck.
Please don't get me wrong, see I forgive you and a song will come a likely lands. But if it's left to you, I know exactly what you do with all the dreams we had. Cos blood runs thicker, how is negesthesional? It's important to you.
It's important to me.
I try to make you see,
you don't
but
know.
You don't want to know.
If you puzzle some along, linger forgiven in a song, I'll have to touch my life. It's all my rights to all my wrongs, when they need it, the new song is welcome back outside. The blood runs thicker, oh, with the castigian, you know that's important to you.
It's important to me. I tried to make you see,
you
but
know.
You don't want to know.
Oh, what became of the likely life? What became of the dreams we had? Oh, what became of forever love? Oh, what became of forever love? No, we'll never know.
What? But please don't get me wrong, see, I forgive you in a song called The Likely Lad. The ones we told the world, we wrote the songs, it's still the dreams we had.
The blood runs thicker, oh, with thicker steeds, you know if that's important to you.
It's important to me. I try to make you see, but you don't want to know.
Oh, what became of the likely light? What became of the dreams we had?
Thicker, with thicker steeds, you know that that's important. to make you see.
You don't
want to
know.
You don't want to know. Oh, what became of the likely lads? What became of the dreams we
Libertines, what became of the likely lads? Clinton Baptiste on the show later. Dominic Byrne's got some letters, and we will be right back after I play this jingle. Okay, that'll do.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
With Škoda. It's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Your bathroom is a venue where you sound most like a rock star. But if it's seen better days, it's time to speak to B&Q. With on-trend features, quality materials, and thoughtful designs, their latest collections make creating your own beautiful bathroom a breeze. From sinks to showers, paint to tiles, and lighting to flooring. You could win £1,000 to spend on shaping your own iconic bathroom with B&Q. Find out more and enter now at radiox.co.uk.
What do you give the world's best dad? Something amazing from the Which Cheapest Supermarket 2024. That's Aldi. Gifts like a golf kit with three golf balls, three wooden tees and a golf ball marker. Now that's putting your dad first. Putting. You get it? Never mind.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
Switching broadband providers. What a faff. Do it next week, week after, or next year. But what if it was actually easy? Suddenly. Switch to Virgin Media's lightning-fast broadband and we'll handle the whole process for you. That's smooth, faff-free switching. Virgin Media. See what you can do. Switch today at virginmedia.com. New customers, Virgin Fiber areas, subject to restrictions and credit check. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply.
This Friday's Euro Millions jackpot will have you dancing like nobody's watching. Yeah, baby. Just make sure nobody is watching. Get in this Friday's Euro Millions draw. Play on app or buy in your nearest store.
Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Money Super 7, you've been saving people serious money, but they deserve even more. Can I count on you?
Always, boss. For a start, Money Supermarket give everyone a £15 reward just for switching their car insurance.
That's a very good start.
And that's on top of saving up to £486.
And when they keep on saving with us, we'll give them more and more rewards.
See how much you could save with Money Supermarket. 51% could save up to £486. Consumer intelligence, January 25. Rewards include gift cards, qualifying purchase with logged in account. 18 plus UK only. See site for T's and C's.
You could be £10,000 richer just in time for summer. Enter now at winplus.co.uk. Great prizes, real winners. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Boylesy!
On today's 4 till 7 thang, we bring you a 3-hour celebration of your favourite helmets. Plus, receptionists, the truth, and radio shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging, civic based, true or false challenge, the Pet Town Quiz! The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7, it's a helmet.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.com. co.uk.
Last year, Amazon was the world's largest corporate buyer of renewable energy, meaning more and more of our energy comes from wind farms like this one. Guys, what happened to recording at the solar farm? To learn more, visit aboutamazon.co.uk/sustainability.
Radio X. The Chris Miles Show.
There once was a man called Chris. His radio show was pure bliss. He spins the decks on Radio X, a show that you'd hate to miss. Radio
X. He's a poet, and he didn't even realise it. That's Paul Turner there, our voice guy. During the commercial break, Dominic was just singing do, come on and do the conga.
It wasn't the conga.
And James spotted it.
Yeah, I heard it.
It was actually, it's a game show, and I can't think what it was.
Do, come on and do the conga. Do, the trail across the floor. Do, come on and do the conga.
Oh, man, what is it?
Please don't text him. Please don't text him.
Why have I got that in my head? I think I woke up humming it.
Do it again. You ready?
Come on and do the conga.
Come on and do the conga.
Oh, that's so annoying. Yeah. I definitely woke up
humming. Do you know what he's doing, James? Because I do.
I don't.
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
100%.
Come on and do the conga.
It's not the conga.
You keep singing it.
The
train across the floor.
No, it's not that.
What, have you been listening to your greatest hits of Black Lace?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's got Agadu, do the conga.
Why would I have that, man?
What an album.
Why would I have that, man?
Side A, side B.
Come
on and do the conga.
It's conga night.
Oh, it's going to really annoy me. I can't think what that is.
It's conga. It's conga night.
It's like it's a game show, is it?
I know what it is.
Come on and do the conga. Oh, I hate it.
I could do this all day.
Oh, man.
What are you trying to search? You're never going to find it. What are you typing into Google?
Do. Nothing's coming up.
It's the conga, man. That's what it is.
Make somebody love me. I'm going to make somebody love me.
With £25,000 in it, and that could be won today on the £25,000 box game. Question, I'll read it out again in just a bit. In the meantime, Franz.